Hello and welcome back to the Wild Wormhole. This is D House outside of the Game Center, freezing because it is so cold here in Minnesota. Giving you a day one update. I was able to come here, get the goodie bag, open up some fun stuff. My Winds of Exchange deck, first ever deck, is up on YouTube. You can check that out. I did open an Equidon Mars Brobnar deck. That's super, super fun. So I'm excited to play it. And then I opened up my Unchained deck and immediately played against this for my ABR matchup, and had a crazy Star Alliance board of like 10 creatures and just some weird stuff. Unchained is gonna be crazy. But we just got out of the Keyforge keynote, so I'm gonna give a quick recap for those who haven't heard it, and we're gonna keep updating you as the day goes on. All right, so Christian Peterson just did the Keyforge keynote, gave us a great history of kind of how Keyforge began, what happened, and where we are now. Probably one of the bigger reveals is that Asmodee actually approached him in, January of 2021. It was like April of 2021 about buying, and then they eventually pulled out and talk stopped, and so they lost a year, which would have been great to have that year back. But regardless, Keyforge is alive, and we're back. And then he talked about casual and league play and some key bringer events and some vault keeper events that are going to be happening at the local level. But at the official organized play level, we're going to have store championships, regional championships, national championships, world championships, and a world championship, not multiple world championships, one world championship. And there's some great dates. Probably one of the more significant things that I saw was that store championships are going to be February, March of 2023. So we are right around the corner from that. So that's really cool. Another big reveal is that the world championship is going to have a $50,000 prize pool. And I don't know if those extend down to the national championships and some of those, but I mean, there's cash on the line. So I'm sure a lot of people want to talk about that. In addition, he did talk about vault tours are coming back, which is super exciting. There's going to be 10 vault tours in the summer, I think June and July. Four of them are going to be in the United States. There's going to be $10,000 prize pool at each of those as well. So we have that to look forward to. The national championship for the U.S. is going to be at Gen Con. So hopefully we can all get to Gen Con and have a great time. The future is bright. They are getting ready to get started with the sealed tournament, so I'm gonna head back in and I'll give you some more updates as the day goes on. All right, so I could finally sneak away for a minute to record this real quick, but we're in the middle of the Alliance sealed. We're two rounds in. I am 1-1. Got two decks with Brobnar, I also had Equidon, Unfathomable, Saurian, and Sanctum. The Saurian definitely didn't look good. The Sanctum did have two Glorious Fuse, which I thought, wow, that could be potentially nasty. But it had, like, I think one pip, natural pip, other than that. So it just looked a little low, and depending on Glorious Fuse to go off. And I just wasn't sure, so I didn't do it. I went with Unfathomable, with Equidon, with the Strange Shell as my token. It's only fitting because Wild Wormhole was able to spoil that one, which is pretty fun. Equidon also has this artifact. It's the Outpost. I can't remember the first part. It's something Outpost. It's an uncommon artifact that says, action, put a friendly creature on the bottom of your deck, draw three cards, and I have three of them. And I have been getting all three out in both games, and then potentially drawing up to nine cards just by getting the guys out there. So I'll play Belligerent Guard, comes in ready, I'll either fight with it or reap with it, then throw it on the bottom of my deck, draw three cards, which is pretty cool, pretty fun. Unfortunately, in the first game, my opponent had an Equidon artifact that swapped with one of your opponent's artifacts, so he stole one of mine, and so we were constantly stealing back and forth, so I think it actually helped him maybe more than it helped me. It did get down to two keys, and I had six amber at the end, but I couldn't stop him from forging, and lost that one. Second game, though, I did win 3-0, and she only had two amber. I switched out the Brobnar suites. I went with a different Brobnar suite that had some just, like, really great synergy with Pelf, which is skirmish, and when after fight, your opponent loses one, able to use some artifacts and creatures to ready constantly and just constantly making my opponent lose amber and Ragnarok prep, which is make a token creature, and then if you have more creatures than your opponent loses too. So the Brobnar is going off and on the amber control side and the creature control side. So watch out, people. Brobnar's coming back. But yeah, so I am 1-1, waiting on a burger to fuel up for round 3 and beyond. But I am in the loser's bracket, so if I lose again, I'm out of the main tournament, and we'll see what happens from there. But having a lot of fun. I love reading all these cards for the first time and hearing everyone read their cards for the first time. So, stay tuned for the next update. Well, guys, the dream is dead. Played round 3 of the Sealed Alliance, paired up against Real Player 1 of the Epic Quest Notoriety, and he had a sweet Brobnar suite with a couple of Brick Nasties and the Warrior Brobnar token, and just had a ton of fight effects. He had an artifact, a Brobnar artifact. I'm sorry I don't remember all the names of cards. I'm learning so many card names right now. But it said every friendly creature loses the ability to reap, but they all gain fight, after fight gain one. So he's able to like ready all of his Brobnar guys on Brick Nasty, and he can fight these token guys too, and gain two essentially, which is just a cool little thing. Again, I was able to get to two keys and a bunch of amber, but I just couldn't quite pull it out. My amber control was non-existent in any of the houses I opened. So it just wasn't great, but it was a great game. Really enjoyed my experience. Started playing in the second amber, which is kind of interesting. It's sort of like open play, like everyone in second amber. I went into the Archon Sealed second amber, which because it meant I got to get a new deck and opened up a Mars Star Alliance Sanctum deck. And with the Star Alliance token as bot, it's one power action, use a non-Star Alliance creature. It had some cool like Mars stuff, but I ended up playing against Drazkor, who had a Saurian Sanctum Brobnar suite, which is tons of armor, big boys, and all my creature control was like red alert. So it wasn't great. I did have a sweet Mars Needs Amber play, but first turn he drops Autocannon, which is a Brobnar artifact that everyone after any creature enters play does deal one damage to it, and my token has one power to it, and I had a ton of token creation in the deck. So every time it's like you play a token, it just dies. Play token, dies. There is a Sanctum guy, Gray Abyss, I think, that gives tokens plus one armor, so I was able to keep some of them alive, but it wasn't great. So that was a slaughter. So anyways, besides that, just caught up with Ewok from Archon's Corner. Been talking about pretty much all the content creators. The overall mood here is awesome. Everyone's real happy, even in losing. So this is definitely the honeymoon of the reawakening of Keyforge. But also, I think the community is just awesome. I think that's just naturally what the Keyforge community is. So super fun. I am getting a little tired after the drive and game, so I'm just debating how much I'm going to play. I might do some more deck openings for YouTube. Still having fun. A lot of keys being forged, a lot of cool new cards, and thinking about tomorrow. So stay tuned for the next update.
All right, well, that'll do it for day one of Keyforge Celebration. Man, what a great reemergence of this game, hearing from the keynote, all the awesome plans for next year, getting to play some Unchained Insanity, played against Big Z from Archon's Corner, who had just the grossest Equidon deck that I think he made it happen. He got his Good Unchained deck. He said he wanted to win it. I will be shocked if he doesn't win all the games by the end of this weekend. But yeah, it's just fun to open new stuff. I still haven't opened all my new decks, so I might be going into the hotel and doing openings up in my hotel room. Yeah, really happy for everybody who did well today, who made the top cut. Zach Armstrong, I guess. It's fine, whatever. He 5-0'd. He probably cheated, but it's cool. Yeah, so I'm off to bed. Can't wait for more fun tomorrow. We've got Archon Standard, Archon Alliance, lots of Unchained stuff. I'm sure there will be lots of games played and lots of fun. So, anyways, that'll do it for me signing off for night one, and we'll see you tomorrow.